Hello, everybody. This is Derek with a quick editor's note. We recorded this episode the other night with all three of us, and unfortunately, my audio didn't pick up. Good for you, though. You still get to hear the dulcet tones of both Timmy and Steven, and hopefully we'll all three be back next week with a brand new episode. In the meantime, enjoy the show and have a great day. Hello and welcome to a long-delayed episode of the Tick versus the Podcast. I'm your host, Tim. I'm joined by my two compadres, Steven.
We're sorry for leaving you without a dope beat to step two. We shouldn't have left you. Like the Tick, I've had, dare I say, blue balls all this time. If that doesn't get me voted off the podcast, then nothing will.
You've been voted off, and Donald Trump voted in. Your balls are horrible. They're fired.
By the time this episode goes to bed, and I mean goes to air, I mean to cast, Donald Trump has already made up its mind.
Yeah, Donald Trump might be our president or might not be our president.
That won't be till January.
At noon o'clock on January 20th, is that the they normally do that?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I was rambling about presidential stuff.
I just usurped the mantle of moderator from you. But this has been an awkward month for us to be dormant, I guess. What with tick fever, reaching tick mania.
That tick fever. I guess they have to see about scheduling their stars and casting things. So I think Steve, you need to figure out a way to get in that movie or that TV show, at least in a background character, you know, eating pretzels.
That guy, he has such dynamism. Give him a line.
And then constantly be searching for water after eating your pretzel. Right.
Friend of the show, Griffin Newman, who's probably been all caviar and whores all month long because of celebration. He said he's listened to every episode of ours, but we've given him nothing with which to build for quite some time. Griffin, if you're listening at some point, congrats, and we love you.
Yes, well, maybe our next recording session, maybe we'll sit down and do the pilot, which I think we had intended to do. I'd put a message out to Griffin, but he was apparently on radio silence.
Paparazzi, they get crazy. Yeah.
I haven't decided. Should we do the pilot when they release the series, or should we do the pilot in advance of the series? If we do a commentary on, I know it's not. I don't think it's free anymore on Amazon. But you can.
I just rewatched. Yeah, today.
Ah. So there we go.
Unless I have an unupdated Amazon, I don't know.
I did see it's on YouTube. So if you haven't watched it and you do have a problem with Amazon, try YouTube. It might be there.
Yeah. Although by the YouTube metric, I don't think that helps them in any way. No. That is to say, producers of the show.
No.
Also, Valerie Curry, if you're listening, could you come on the show?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, and, if your marriage isn't working out, we're very
sorry. That's that thing.
Yeah. No.
So let's. Yeah. I hardly. It's come on. It's 2016. It's New York. It's things happen.
All right. Let's. We have pressing needs on this one. We are going to be doing. We're back to season two. We have Ants and Pants. Was it season two, episode 8 or 9?
This is episode 9. Well, I don't know if an airing sequence, but it is officially logged as 9.
So this is the episode we'll be talking about now. I do really like this episode. I watched most of it earlier today, and I had a good old time walking down memory lane with this one.
Let's start it.
Yes. So here, let's we have our DVDs in, and we are going we're going to press play. But this is on YouTube. It's
It could match up a little bit with us if you want to watch it along with us. So, but if you have your DVDs, pop them in and ride on this train with us. Here we go. What I'll do is I'll count it off. 1, 2, 3, play, and then we'll play it. All right. 1, 2, 3, play.
Rawhide.
And there we go. Yeah. Mine's up, you know. Now. He's crashing through and he's on mustaches. And shoes are being thrown.
The opening hasn't changed since we last got together. That's a relief.
That's a guy is the Rick.
Blue Beetle. Tim, that was entirely for you. Yes. Buddy Hackett still alive?
I've been dead.
What was our last... I'm sorry, Tim. What was our last episode we did? Remind me. It was...
Heroes.
So, yes. We thought we loved that one, and we knew there was another... It's like a double dose of good coming up.
Yep.
Before the Santa episode.
This is the great episode that has the... That long-running gag... of people getting scared and running for miles and miles before stopping.
It started as a great day.
Okay, the opening monologue here.
Super day.
Not really a monologue. But...
Well, nigh perfect, really.
I like but the sunburst effect good. There.
Somewhere between very good and...
Almost like the Tick brought his own lighting.
Yep. City,
his majestic form cutting the crisp morning air.
Tick... Would you help me fold these sheets, please?
Those are. How does it keep his colors from fading?
Challenge. The joys of the mundane.
Yeah, you got your end twisted, yeah. Tick.
Yes, yeah. I see.
A folding sheets. Yeah.
If I hate to be old-fashioned, but if there was ever a homosexual subtext, it's here. Dancy. Now I don't
know why supervillains are so unhappy.
And, you know, folding. I get it. They don't want to stereotype. The little things. It's the domesticity of it. I mean, of course, this was the 90s.
Yeah.
You could get away with that kind of thing.
You get away with men loving men. Now, this is the first time I've noticed the Tick is kind of in a seated position when he drops. I always thought he went straight in.
Can you wiggle your toes, chum?
And was standing.
That's to protect Arthur's bones from being shattered.
Let's go. We've been robbed. So they heisted the jewels, huh?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the voice of the hardest working voice actor in the Tick, besides the leads, Jim Cummings.
Jim Cummings.
Once again. Not playing a bad guy here.
No. Playing an average guy. With a mustache.
That's new.
Here's another in the endless case of Tick cityscapes where there are very few people.
I like the little thing on the skin. Skin deep. Beauty is only skin deep.
That's a great one.
Barbara, can I get some help here?
My name's not Barbara, and I don't help criminals.
Yeah.
I just the other day I was saying to Arthur, the problem with evil is...
I like the slow reveal of the doctor.
Yeah, they're just the one bubble you notice go up.
Yeah.
If you don't notice that, then you think nothing's amiss with...
If memory serves...
Captain Sanity.
Yeah.
Through that?
I enjoy the synergy with Carmen Sandiego here. If only that trench coat was red.
You're in a lot of trouble,
which at this time, I believe the Carmen Sandiego cartoon was on Fox.
Yeah.
On after X-Men.
Aha! So, bad lady, fate has put a dead end to your anarchy dabbling. Come quietly now,
those
miss.
Poor bastard kids who get Africa at the end. I always knew that. Oh, that's it. He's finished. Or
yeah.
She's finished.
Kids don't know African geography. Nobody knows anything.
Hard.
Oops.
Actually, to most Americans, Africa is just one country.
I like that there's a sign that says city limits.
City limits.
What are those? Raccoons? Lemurs? The hell is
it? Yeah, it was. They look kind of like raccoons, but not quite.
And so you chose to come to Captain Sanity's
would have been really funny.
Sanitarium.
I had a coupon.
Good, good. Now, let's get in there and see what makes you tick.
What?
For example, are you, say...
Props to Townsend Coleman for excellent screaming in this episode. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet, do we?
And the big reveal, the horror, the body horror that is Captain
You're
Sanity.
You're just some head in a water cooler.
Now you're getting defensive.
What the heck?
And the thing I think is funny is he. We never actually find out what happened here to Captain Sanity, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Which is probably just as fine.
Now, I'm not seeing a credit for who is the voice of Sanity. Oh, wait, yes, I am. I'm sorry. It's Pat Fraley. Well known to us.
There it is.
And this is a seminal moment.
I'd like you to meet our physical therapist, Taft.
Where did it come from?
I like how there's already, you could just see this man love between the tick and Taft.
First thing I tell all my patients is, take it easy. It's only in your mind.
Well, that's just it, Doc.
Well, I wonder if, you know, Ben Edlund was trying to say something about the origins of the tick's hypermasculinity.
There's so much like slow burn in this, like with the slow reveal the doctor, and then you just see Taft put the claw, and you're like, what the hell's happening? And then you see it.
You're not scared of silly old Mr. Ant, are you?
Yeah.
He's high budget, but he's low budget because he flicks the light switch on and off. That's part of the effect.
And it's like a fetish for Captain Sanity. He's like, oh, yes. So if he could, he would be fully erect. But who knows? Maybe he has a body somewhere, and that body is doing something. I like how they didn't realize how dug in they were, and you see this gigantic anthill in the middle of the city.
That's just bad city management. Where was the mayor?
We got Mayor Blink.
We see Fish Boy again.
Yep.
Last seen in the Comet Club.
Well, it's such short notice.
The first season.
People have lives too, you know. But I did.
Look how whiny he is.
Urchin and Fish Boy, Lost Prince of Atlantis.
Hello.
Hi.
Why is he in a kiddie pool?
Well, he's got a little bit of a cold, so his mother made me promise we.
You told my mom the tick would be here.
Now this is a voice actor talking to himself, isn't this right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think that's Cam Clark talking to Cam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's in the loony bin. Definitely the loony bin. Ah,
you mean he's crazy?
Crazy like a fox. If I'd have thought of that dodge, I wouldn't be here myself.
Look out!
So, boss!
You must be willing to confront.
Hey!
Wow.
At least someone is.
No, it's obviously not working. Let's try.
I did see that. That's.
Hey, it's Taft!
That's one. Yeah, that's one in the. It's a costume column. However, on the other hand, those antennae.
These teams are criminals, Mayor.
Captain Doodlehead? Is this his first...
Technically, they aren't even dames.
Sergeant Doodlehead.
Well, they're ants, and therefore not subject to our criminal justice system. This is more of a situation for the Department of Sanitation.
Those solid waste guys?
Teeny tiny hands.
Come on, Mayor. Let me at them. See, I got my boys working on teeny tiny hands.
One wonders, what building? What building did this anthill subsume there?
Or maybe they just stole the spinny door.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. And how did they get this?
Yeah.
How'd they hire this receptionist?
They put a wand? Why couldn't they just put an ant lady there? And,
look, I'll give you the argument of every animal in the Flintstones. It's a living.
If someone called, said you had a roach problem.
Roaches? Ew! Okay, go ahead.
That's
you work here every day?
The Flintstones thing is it?
I'm just a temp.
Hey, that's something that I've forgotten about.
Perhaps your phobia mother? Is symbolic. Something to do with your mother?
Nope, don't think so.
I'm prepared to side with the tick here. I believe any Captain Sanity is a total fraud and a quack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How about your A-U-N-T?
A-U-N-T. Oh, Ant. Oh, Ant. Ant, I get it.
Yes?
Nope.
Someone else's aunt, maybe? Some little gray-haired lady.
Sorry.
I'm your mother, man.
The Taft story gets weirder and weirder. I love it.
Again,
really, like, the third season is like really starting to set up.
Yeah. When it's
funny diversions. Stop.
To elaborate on that second part?
Taft! Who did the voice for Taft? I didn't look to see that. Who that was.
Sanitation? You're on. Go clean
Dorian Harewood.
And of course, we have our Dr. Strangelove.
Let me put you on hold.
Everybody knows that ants are not.
Pineapple Pocopo, yep. What? And here we are, one of
ants
the greatest
nuts for nougat. Nuts for
nougat, yeah. Homages.
This is science, Herr Major. On the outskirts,
Dr. Strangelove.
Again, something that, you know, for the kids watching the show, we're going to have no clue about.
I can honestly say that when I first saw this, I had not seen Dr. Strangelove, so I did not get the reference when this was first aired.
To consume it.
But what will happen when they finish eating?
Well, of course, the chocolate.
Exactly
is
right.
Yep.
And some nuts for noodle.
I'm okay.
And why is this mad doctor? Why does he keep being consulted? Like he's, you know, like he's a city manager. Like he's, you know, trying to save Flint.
And some nuts for noodle.
Yeah. Once again, Arthur's science expertise comes to the fore.
Hey, you know, when I was a
yeah.
kid,
should have been on MythBusters. You can figure this stuff out pretty quick. Glass.
Maybe they want revenge.
So there's a dude. All the others are ladies, and then there's this one.
I think it's funny that the ants they keep choosing these sort of retro-looking suits like
yeah.
that. It almost looks like a zoot suit, minus the pinstripes. Very, you know, like late 40s.
So, if when you're in the anthill, you're guys. You wear a masculine outfit, but when you're outside,
lose the fish prince. He's got legs.
You take on the guise of a lady. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Obligatory shout out to Doug Katsaros, whose music, his little black exploitation waka chickas.
You do is dress Taft up in ridiculous outfits and make him wrestle me.
Well, that's our therapeutic modality. Yes.
Sanity, you're a madman.
Like they have a banana treatment.
Patient responds to banana treatment with.
Well, this is the banana treatment. We do this with all of our.
No peeking
guests here.
Hey, by my calculations, the cost of this candy bar will not.
I'm so tired of listening to.
That's my hotline. I better get this call. Excuse me, Professor. Yellow.
Frank, I hear you got yourself an ant crisis.
It's the National Guard.
I'm calling in a preventive airstrike. I'm talking saturation bombing, Mayor. That'll clean up your infestation.
But, General, what about the rest of the city?
Acceptable losses. You have 1 hour to evacuate your voters.
What?
What's the matter on that chest? You can't let the enemy walk all over you. Bad apple sink ships. Gotta call on the other line. Could be the wife. Hang on.
He's going to destroy the city.
Well, what do they want him to be? Like a Marion Barry type? Like, bitch set me up?
Let me handle this.
Interesting.
You're going to handle
times
this.
Times have changed.
We finally got Taft.
Women, right? Hey, honey. I'm a Scorpio. I like long walks.
Well, they changed it around, just kind of like how about you? You know, they did on Family Guy where Cleveland is a white dude, but when they did the Cleveland show, the redneck white guy across the street was voiced by a black guy.
So the scales are balanced.
Yes. Family Guy, look to the cookie.
It cannot feel good to be stuck on top of or underneath Stuart Urchin. Unless those are like rubber spikes on him.
Yeah. I get the feeling we're memory foam, so it's okay.
Don't say it.
Say what? We're trapped in a...
scream in unison is great.
People and, farm.
And the run of Pat. Nick.
Run away. Yeah.
She does. She has a kind of variable efficiency depending on what the episode calls for. It seems.
She's huge.
Looks like my microphone.
Does anyone else find Betty's voice to be just a little bit alluring?
A little bit. I'd make out with that.
Okay. Good. I'm glad it wasn't just me. Nibbling at your
scraps and crumbs. That's Kathy Moriarty from...
Well, that explains that. She's always had a husky little...
Yeah, Raging Bull and Kindergarten Cop and Analyze That. High hopes. Probably very
high hopes. Are you hearing... Is it my imagination or is there a little, like, Mae West in her voice here?
Oh, yeah. Coming up and singing sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Moriarty, is she still alive? She's 50. She's only 55 years old.
Yeah. This is not a test. Authorities have issued a citywide alert. Please stay tuned to this station for emergency evacuation instructions. And of course, in true cartoon form, when characters with dignity have to dress, strip, they have wife beaters and probably colorful boxer shorts. Although we won't. Yeah. We don't know if the commissioner there.
Well, Doodlehead, looks pretty bleak. No. On the one hand, we've got a bunch of bitter ants trying to fry us. On the other hand, we've got our own National Guard ready to blow us to kingdom come. Maybe.
Kathy Moriarty was in. I'll save that story for later. It did take a little too long in this episode.
Yes, master.
What?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Three.
Like how Taft is still just there, one. just in case he's needed. You're going
back. What do you remember?
I remember you hypnotizing me.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I'm surprised it took them this long to get into a Tick Gets Analyzed type episode. There's so much potential there. Right now,
he's in the middle of therapy. You know... Maybe you ought to drop by the office, Mayor. We're having a special on stress management.
We kind of had an episode like this in the live action with Arthur Interrupted, where he gets
for you.
Oh, hey, Mayor,
where he gets sent to the asylum.
Right. Well, I don't remember that very well, but we'll see it one of these days.
That's the one with what's his name from Kids in the Hall, trying on all the outfits.
Mm. But that's not canon.
No. Dave Foley. That's right. Yeah, Dave Foley was the doctor.
Almost at its peak.
Of course we're definitely done for. Yeah, definitely.
Why do you have to always keep saying that word? Definitely, definitely. You're driving everyone crazy.
Yeah, everything's
Arthur voicing all of our thoughts after seeing Rain Man.
There's a lot of kids, a lot of people, and one guy in the wife beater. After beating his wife, we don't see his wife.
You look so tiny. If this is my final day on Earth, I'm gonna get it in now.
Goodness. Not a moment to lose.
Blue War.
Stop right there, Blue Boy. Something very funny about Betty, Queen of the Ants. What else would you be? Queen of the Ants, and I demand your surrender.
Could you flip a feeler or something?
Never mind that. You have trespassed against us.
Prepare. Interesting way to go.
Yep. Crushed by billions of ants.
How many have to sacrifice themselves so that this huge construct can do anything?
To crush him,
you got to be losing some
millions
work.
Must crush.
That'll be just about enough of that.
It's like, oh, that's a death ray, if ever there was one.
Now, since I am a trivia guy, this doesn't really pertain to the tick, but I'll just mention it real briefly. They did a study of ants, and they found that more ants stand around motionless than do work for the colony, and it's believed that their function is to store food and regurgitate it for the workers to periodically come and eat. So if you ever see ants, they're just kind of standing around. They're not taking breaks while the rest, you know, carry the crumbs back.
Yeah, I'm ready to puke into somebody's mouth.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Union ants.
He's what they call a sow.
I'm not afraid of ants. I never was. It's just when they all come running out of
so, of course, the tick managed like to get pluck the queen from the billions.
Yeah.
We're supposed to believe that.
Is sanity really just a one-trick pony anyway? I mean, all you get is one trick. Rational thinking.
Yes.
But when you're good and crazy.
Another episode where I guess so much time is spent on the build-up with the denouement in seconds. And I'm done.
Just like, it's over.
Yeah. But good moral.
Yeah.
Tick overcomes his neuroses.
In 22 minutes. I remember Kathy Moriarty was in the movie Neighbors. And I remember as a kid going to the movies with my family, and I must have been 4, maybe 5. This is back in the days when you could let a 5-year-old just in the movie theater go to the bathroom by their own, by themselves. And I remember my dad was like, I need to go to the bathroom. I was like, go to the bathroom. So I get up and I go to the bathroom. And I remember coming back to the movie. I don't remember what movie, but I remember going into Neighbors while that was playing. At this little movie theater up in Claremont, Pennsylvania, and I'll never forget the two of them were talking through the door. I believe the door had the chain lock on. It was Belushi and Aykroyd talking to each other through the door. That's all I remember from that. But Kathy Moriarty played Dan Aykroyd's sexy young wife or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's well, she got her start in Raging Bull, and yet. Not to offend any fans of hers out there, but a lot of the rest of her resume after that seemed to be like, what's available?
Yep, except for the tick. This was her return to glory.
Right.
So, that's Ants and Pants. Great episode. It came out November 18th, 1995. That's all we got. That's all we got on that one. But yeah, Kathy Moriarty making her first appearance on the show, and I think her last appearance. I don't think she's back for more episodes after this. So, well, I guess what's next? We have Tick Loves Santa.
Tick Loves Santa. We'll have some interesting thoughts on that. No doubt.
Multiple Santa.
Yeah, we don't pull our punches. But quickly, Tim, before we sign off on this one, I'm sorry if I'm repeating you. You were asking us earlier, should we wait to talk about the pilot until the show gets up and running?
Yeah, should we wait?
I kind of think we should not wait. I think we should at least, while it's somewhat fresh, discuss our thoughts on that one.
All right.
As maybe like a special.
Yeah. Let's put that in for our next recording session. We'll get that episode up and out there. So fear not, peoples. It will come.
Yeah. We'll keep real regular for you.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, until then, next week, hopefully, we will have another episode for you.
Badoosh.
Skadoosh. Badoosh.